This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Charlie Cahoon, and I work on a focus with customer experience. I came from a user experience background, and later in my career, in corporate, that grew out to being more wider in the customer experience field with a specific focus on deep journey mapping and taking those insights in a different way to leadership and companies to help them understand the customer experience and what they need to prioritize and work on.
Charlie, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, user adoption is a funny term because I hear a lot of different lingo in the industry these days, everything from, you know, customer experience, CX, UX, user experience, customer success, user adoption. You can go down the list, and obviously we can talk about customer acquisition and retention, which are really the business drivers for having users stay on your product or service in order to, you know, build revenue and growth in your company. User adoption to me is really a part of the larger customer journey. So I think in terms of the end-to-end brand experience and all of the interactions in between. And to me, that is the most important adoption, along with the term user adoption, which is really how I engage with your brand, how I do business with you, how I use your products and services, where those pain points and gaps are, and how that company iterates with its customers to make sure that end-to-end experience is superb, and that I, in the end, will use this product, find value, and I will recommend that product or service to other potential customers.
Charlie, what are the biggest successes and challenges with user adoption?
I think that it's all about the alignment of the people, processes, and tools that a company has organized behind that customer experience. We can focus into usability issues. You can focus into onboarding. But to me, these are all stages of a wider customer journey. So really, I think the adoption starts before I even become aware of your brand. It's how I become aware of your brand and all of those steps in between. I think the challenges are that a lot of teams and companies tend to think in terms of their silo or their focus and what they're measured on for performance. And I think the alignment now is starting to change. There's a revolution, of course, due to SaaS and mobile devices, multiple devices and new experiences that people are using as part of that experience. So I think the challenges are to be able to prove to the C-suite that the approaches that you're employing have a relationship to the ROI. At the end of the day, a CEO is focused on revenue, and mostly, right? He has to report, or she has to report to shareholders or to others. And I think out of that, the proof has to be, the evidence has to be provided that the work that's being done across the journey is going to increase that user adoption and be taken seriously by those decision makers that have teams working to facilitate a great experience. So for me, it's not just the actual experience, the user experience, it's how you align and untap the potential of your teams that are blended across those silos, working together in unison to have better goals that match the outcomes of value for the customers.
Charlie, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
My advice is to really look at detailed journey mapping and run journey mapping workshops cross-functionally across your organization to make sure that everyone can get onto the same page. In previous podcasts that you've featured, there's discussions about personas, deep persona development, talking to your customers. When you journey map internally, you'll obviously want to go out and validate that journey without giving away any clues as to the pain points. You don't want to lead the witness into where those pain points are. But I think that there are ways to blend the qualitative results that you get from your research across the journey and understand where the context of that customer before they get into those different stages, awareness, exploring competitors, looking at deciding to purchase or evaluate a trial from you, moving from there to using the product and getting help, and then how customers may sum up the value they've realized before they renew a subscription or come back to buy more from you. I think that that journey map view is very important regardless of what part of the ecosystem you're in. I think user experience is mapping more and more of the experience. I think that teams tend to be reporting into certain silos, and I think these silos have to be broken down with that common view of the journey, and there has to be an engagement. I recommend engaging the whole culture of a company in the customer experience, and that can be other initiatives such as having employees actually go out to meet customers, depending on what business you're in, of course, but going out to meet customers or having immersion in videos from customers who are explaining their context of their experience.
And Charlie, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can come to our website, simplycx.com. And from there, we have some information and blogs to lead you further into more approaches to customer experience journey mapping and CX best practices.
Well, thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.